But Conroy, I'm just not motivated. Motivation doesn't work. And sometimes it can actually even work against you, which I'll explain in a moment. But when I say motivation doesn't work, literally it doesn't work. So you are the one that has to do the work. If you only work when you're motivated, you're going to have a bad time. It's extremely hard, potentially impossible, because I have anybody that can do it, to be motivated, stay motivated consistently every day, day in and day out, towards whatever it is you're doing. Even if it's your passion, even if you love what you're doing every second of the day, it's challenging to always be motivated, because every job, everything that that produces worthwhile results will have some components of it that aren't very much fun, or that you might not be as enjoyable, and therefore you might feel as though you need to be motivated towards those things. So some people, when they try to get motivated, they'll go to the gym, work out, get a little bit of that high, get some energy. They'll watch YouTube videos or listen to motivational podcasts or audio that inspires them and just gets them fired up and ready to just crush it. Sometimes it doesn't work though. Sometimes even you hear those things and you just feel out of touch with them. Like, it doesn't resonate with you. Some days it hits you right in the heart and just lights a fire. Other days it just doesn't work. And that's okay, because that's being human. You can't be motivated every single day. But you do have to remember that motivation doesn't work. You work, and you have to work whether you're motivated or not. If you want to do well in your job, if you want to climb up the corporate ladder, if you want to start a business, if you want to sell your beats online, if you want to accomplish anything, you need to be consistent and you need to work. You need to be the one to take the initiative, whether you feel like it or not. That's a quote that stuck with me for a very long time. I heard it for the first time from Elliot Hulse. Brian Tracy is the one who said it, that successful people do what they have to do, whether they feel like it or not. I heard that like years and years ago, and it has never left my brain. And I'm not really one to remember quotes, but I hope that sticks with you. Motivation does not work. You have to work. And how motivation can work against you is sometimes you'll be down in the dumps, or you won't feel inspired or energized or your normal self. Maybe you're sick, whatever it is, but you got to get something done anyway, or you should get something done anyway, even if you don't have to, even if you're only accountable to yourself. But you know that you'll feel better and have better results after you get it accomplished. It can still be hard to do. So you go and maybe you go on social media or you go on YouTube to look for something inspiring to get you fired up. Sometimes this can have the opposite effect, because you watch all these people crushing it, just killing it, getting great results from in their lives with their jobs or their businesses or whatever. And maybe they're putting out this content in order to inspire you. But then you start comparing yourself to them and you see their trajectory and you feel as though you're not moving as fast as you should be. Or how come they can always work every single day and I have these bad days? Everybody's human. Everybody has bad days. People have strategies that they've developed to work despite those bad days. And also, if you're watching people on social media or on YouTube, you're only seeing what they're putting out there. Some people show the good days, the bad days, the days they don't want to work, and the struggle, the internal struggle that they face on some days. But most people, when they're putting out this motivational content, are not always showing the downsides. They're just showing the upward trajectory. They're showing what's possible. They're showing the inspirational content with the intent to help people, or sometimes with just the intent to show off. Who knows? But I think that it's much more valuable to find this motivation from within, come up with some sort of strategy that can keep you consistent. For example, one that's simple and effective and that you can start using right away is the 3-2-1 method. Now, I don't remember where I heard this, but I'm pretty sure that I didn't come up with it. Whenever you there's something you need to do, or something you want to do, something you'll feel better after you do it, or you feel like you should get done, but you just keep putting it off, or you're scared to do, just count yourself down. Like 3, 2, 1, go. It adds that extra layer of keeping yourself accountable. If it's going and making a new contact at a networking event, but you're not feeling very energetic, just 3, 2, 1, go. What's the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is you have a slightly awkward interaction, but at least you went for it. The best that can happen, you have a new contact and you work together. Who knows who that person could be in your life? You could be best friends. He could be the your mentor. You could be their mentor, and both of your lives could be changed forever. You have to just take action, whether you feel like it or not. You've got a project to work on, or maybe you're writing a book, and you were just not inspired today. So you don't pick up your laptop, you don't pick up your notebook, and you don't start writing. Rather than doing that and waiting for the inspiration to find you, 3, 2, 1, go to the computer, just start typing. I don't know what the project is you're working on, but you don't even have to start directly working on the project. I would start typing or writing ideas around the general concept of whatever the project is you're working on, and see if that doesn't get things to start clicking in your mind. The point is 3, 2, 1, action. Because lack of motivation can lead to procrastination, and procrastination is just at least my mortal enemy, and I know a lot of other people's. Another thing that you can do to stay motivated, well, I wouldn't even call it that, is to just invest time and energy in accountability. So whether that's a friend, or a parent or a colleague to keep you accountable with your endeavors, every week or every few days or every couple weeks, with the projects that you're working on, then that's great because you now know that if you don't work on what you said you were going to do over the course of this week or whatever period you guys agree on, you're not only going to be disappointed in yourself, you're going to have to explain why to somebody else. And that's very motivating because if you're anything like me, when I say that I'm going to do something, I despise not having it done when I said I was going to do it. I hate the way that feels, and I feel like a lot of people do. So something that really works for me is having somebody that I sort of report to. I have a couple of friends that we try to keep each other accountable with projects. And also having a commitment of some sort, setting yourself deadlines, is another way of keeping yourself accountable. Even sharing things on Facebook, that if that works for you. For some people that doesn't feel real enough, but for some people it really works. So figure out what it is for you that's going to keep you accountable and allow you to just get it done, take action and work whether you feel like it or not. Because most people, when they don't feel like working, they won't work unless they absolutely have to. There's somebody making them do it, or they're at a their job and their supervisor is looking over their shoulder and they have to, or they're going to get fired. You need to find something inside yourself that's going to give you those same results and the same ability to take action even when you don't feel like it, when it's something that you're working on for yourself, or something that you're trying to accomplish outside of work where there is no supervisor looking over your shoulder. Because that's going to be what separates you from everybody else. That's what's going to be what allows you to be successful while other people are watching Netflix because they didn't feel like writing their book today. I realize I didn't even introduce this episode. I was just so stoked to get started. My name's Conroy Campbell. This is Mind Over Muscle. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, you liked it at all, you feel like anybody could benefit from it, feel free to share it. Don't forget to subscribe to this on Google Play. And I wish you all the best in working and remembering that motivation doesn't work. Hope everybody had a great Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. Happy holidays and a happy new year in a couple days. I'll see you in 2018. I'm out. I'm gonna tell you no matter.